Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sam Richter's here. He's a longtime friend, old friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, the CEO of SBR Worldwide, Chief Marketing Officer at Actify, and the author of Taking the Cold Out of Cold Calling, and he's our good friend. Sam Richter, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. It's great to be here again.
It's good to have you back, as always. Sam, one of the things that you're doing, which is such an important thing, is helping small business owners understand that there are tools, there's information, there are resources available to them literally at the end of their index finger that can help them to be smarter, to not only be smarter, but even to appear smarter. Sometimes that's as important as being smarter, just to appear that way. Sometimes you have to fake it till you make it. But to have the information that we need today to be competitive is really important. And a lot of people still don't understand. It's literally at the end of their finger, their index finger, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, information, everybody knows that information is so powerful, and everybody assumes that because they have Google, that they have access to the information. And they really don't. I mean, it's a funny thing. I was giving a presentation yesterday, and I ask this question in every presentation I give. I ask the audience, I'll say, how many of you would say that knowing how to use Google or getting on Google or knowing how to use search engines is critical to your business? And everybody raises their hand.
Right.
And then I'll even say, now keep your hands up, and I'll say, now how many of you would literally go out of business if you didn't know how to use the web? So I'm not talking about, having a website. I'm talking about knowing how to find mm-hmm. information on the web.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say half the hands still stay up. And then I'll say, so you mean to tell me that you would go out of business, you wouldn't even have a job, you wouldn't have a small business if you didn't know how to use a search engine? And yet how many of you, keep your hands up, I'll say, how many of you have ever taken formal training on how to use the web to find information? And in every presentation, I'm talking, Jim, tens of thousands of people, I've never had a hand stay up.
Almost no one's had any formal training, which is what you do.
Isn't that amazing, though?
It really isn't, Sam, because this is a relatively new discipline, as you know.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, 10 years ago, you started your business, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, I would say about 4 or 5 years ago, and
ten years ago, you couldn't have started.
The web came out,
but you couldn't have started that business 10 years ago.
And, correct.
And you could. I mean, you could. You and I knew that it needed to be done, but nobody would have paid for it. But the reason it doesn't surprise me is this is new stuff, and this is why I think what you're saying, what your message, and what you provide is so important. It's time to start learning about this stuff.
Well, I would agree, and the other thing that makes it even more challenging is, as you know, the web changes so often. I mean, my book is now in its seventh edition in less than 2 years, and I would say that 75% of the seventh edition is brand new as compared to the first edition because the web has changed. I mean, things like LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook are so powerful.
That intimidates a lot of people.
Information gathering tools.
Sam, the fact that these things change so much, small business owners have a difficulty staying on the cutting edge of things. We're always at least one generation or more behind the leading edge, which is and a lot of times is not bad because, as you know, immediately on the other side, one hair's breadth on the other side of the leading edge is the bleeding edge. We don't want to go there. So it's not a bad thing to be one or two generations behind. But sometimes when things move so fast and we're now three or four generations behind the leading edge, it really makes us feel like we just can't get caught up. How do we solve that?
Well, I think, the thing to do is to figure out what are some of the tools that are important to your specific business. So, for example, LinkedIn is an amazingly powerful tool for what I call sales intelligence. So where a lot of people get hung up on LinkedIn is, well, you know, I don't really want to have a profile. I don't like getting all these invitations and those
right.
kinds of things. That's fine. If you don't want to use it as a marketing tool, that's fine. But you need to have an account so you know how to use, for example, the advanced search tools within LinkedIn to build your sales lead list. So, for example, if you're selling to a business-to-business audience, you're a small business owner, and you're selling to a business-to-business audience, most people don't know that they can go into the advanced tools of LinkedIn and using some specific types of terms, they
right.
can literally pull out a list of, hey, give me every manager, give me every purchasing manager at manufacturing companies that are in the plastics industry,
right.
you know, with at least 50 employees, and they can pull that list of decision makers, and it's completely free. I mean, this is stuff that years ago you would have had to pay a fortune to
mm-hmm.
build that kind of a list, but today it's completely free if you know how to use the tools.
Well, no question about it, and these are things that that anybody can go learn, but one of the things that what I like about what you're doing is that you've made this into a discipline, not just I know how to do this or that. You've made it into you're helping people understand that doing online research is not just something I need to be doing, it's something I need to become a pro at.
Well, absolutely, Jim, because one of the big things is, you know, selling hasn't changed. Everyone says, well, wait a second. The Internet's massively changed selling, you know, online auctions. And I'll agree, and I'll say yes. But the essence of selling hasn't changed. And what is the essence of selling? The essence of selling is building a relationship with somebody.
Yeah.
Having that connection. People buy people they like and they trust. And that's even more true in a small business. Because if I'm a big business and I'm going to take a risk hiring a small business, the reason I'm taking that risk is because I believe that individual at that small business, whether it's an employee or most likely the owner,
mm-hmm.
has a value add, a skill set. They can bring more to me as the buyer. And yet, where selling has massively changed is, Jim, you and I are around the same age. When we first got into this, in the business, we used to take our clients out for two-hour lunches
yeah.
and four-hour golf events. Who has two-hour lunches anymore?
Yeah.
You get the opportunity to learn about the other person, their work objectives, their work life, their history,
right.
their family life. We don't have the opportunity.
Their values.
Yeah, their values, absolutely.
Right.
We don't have the opportunity to connect with our buyers like we used to do.
I like to think that there are no new rules, just new tools. But to some degree, that those are some new rules. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to get Sam to continue to educate us about how the tools have changed, especially how the tools have changed, and when you're trying to keep sales in your pipeline. Sam, give us your website quickly, please.
Sure. Just go to www.samrichter.com.
Check it out. Quick break. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.